Welcome to Crystal Clear Finances, where we understand that finances can be confusing, but you shouldn't have to face them alone, and you can have confidence for every financial decision. My name is Crystal Langdon, and I am joined by my co-host,
George Amador III.
Sounds odd saying it.
It does.
But George, I'm so glad that you're here with me today, and we're kicking off the new year. So happy new year to you.
Yes, thank you, and happy new year to you and everybody else who's listening.
Excellent. So today what we're going to be talking about, in fact, the entire month of January, we're going to talk about starting strong. Mm-hmm. And what a great way to kick off the year. And I know the typical is, hey, let's set a new year's resolution. And I promise our listeners, that is not really what this is about.
No.
This is deeper. This is stronger. This is literally helping you get on a path that says, okay, maybe I wasn't really quite ready for everything that happened in 2020. Maybe I wasn't paying attention to my finances. I was just living life and I wasn't in the proper place I needed to be when all of this happened. But guess what? We can start strong now and we can get everything together and we can set a course so that, God forbid, stuff like this happens again, we're ready for it. So let's kind of go over, what are the topics that for the next few weeks we're going to be covering together?
Yeah, absolutely. It's really great because I think all throughout this year, not only just this month, but this year, we're going to do a theme of the month, right?
Yes.
And so we're introducing at Crystal Clear Finances a theme of the month. So every single year moving forward, we're going to go over one specific topic. Mm-hmm. We're going to break that topic down. It can be anything from helping out our business owners to what is it like when we have tax season around? And when we get to the kind of middle of the year, hey, where am I at? Where's kind of my litmus test to say, am I good? Am I not good? So it's really great because every single month this year is a theme of the month, which is awesome. So today and this month's theme of the month is starting strong. And like you just said, I don't want to sound cliche because it's really, we're not being cliche, but starting strong is important. We all know that we take advantage of this time of the year to go, hey, okay, maybe I can just reset a little bit. Yep. I know a lot of people want to reset from 2020,
oh my goodness,
rightfully so. And so now we have the opportunity to take a minute in our daily lives and go, okay, where am I at and how do we go there? So over this month, over the course of the next couple of weeks, we're really breaking down starting strong into four main categories. And they're really questions, honestly.
Right.
And I like that because I want to kind of pose these questions to our listeners and say, okay, number one, where are you? Like right now, where are you at? I know there's a lot going on. There's a lot going on in our country. There's a lot going on maybe personally in life with Corona still and vaccine and politics and all of it. It's like, okay, we need to just kind of sit back and go, where am I? Where
exactly.
Am I? And then from there, we're going to go, okay, well, where are you going? Where do you want to go? Right. So if we're on this journey, we want to make sure we know where we're at, but we want to also know where we want to get to.
Exactly.
And that's very important. After that, it's, are we there yet? And if we're not, why aren't we there yet?
And I think that's the key one too, isn't it? Because we say, why am I not here? And we think that it's everybody else's fault or the economy or something else or the rate of return. I could keep oring. But the problem is that there's some things, and they'll find out when they tune in that week, that it's actually because of what we do, that causes that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And then finally, we're going to move forward. And how do we move forward? What is the progression? And now that I've looked back, established a starting line, saw a finish line, and kind of am going to progress that way. Okay, now let's actually take tangible steps to move forward so we can start establishing those goals and start 2021 very strong.
I think it's going to be such a powerful month because of the reflection causing, oops, maybe this is tripping me up. And then how do I move forward from here? So with that being said, let's go ahead and let's dive into this week's topic, which is where are you? And we both know that when we get into a car, for instance, and we set our GPS, yes, it needs to know where we want to go, but it always asks us, where are you now?
Yeah.
And I think many times we're so focused on maybe where we want to go, or maybe some people aren't, but the point of the matter is very few people are saying, well, where am I today? And as we dive deeper into it, one of the things that I want to ask, and this is the emotional intelligence, spiritual intelligence side here, I want to ask just across all levels for those who are listening today, where are you when it comes spiritually, emotionally? I want to talk even dive in, where are you relationally? And then, yes, we're going to talk about where are we financially? And that's such a huge component. Mm-hmm. But when we begin to look at the big picture, G, if we just make decisions in life that are, hey, I'm just going to look at this one area and we don't include the whole picture, I don't think it works well.
Yeah, it doesn't work well at all. And I'll give a great example of this, right? So I'm a big time outdoorsman and yes, I like to go travel. I travel all over the country to go hunting mm-hmm. and fishing and all these different things that I like to do. And when I get ready for a big road trip, we obviously have to plan out the GPS, right? Mm. And so we want to know where we're going to get to. But sometimes these road trips can take 20, 25, 28, 30 hours to get there.
Oh, my goodness.
And so as we plan out the course of where we are going, mm-hmm. one of the things that I always do when I'm actually planning for the trip is I like to find the city in between my point A and point B. So mm. sometimes we'll go through multiple different states or what have you, right? Well, when I'm checking my GPS, if I don't change the start location, like if I'm going to Kansas to go mm-hmm. on a deer hunt, but I want to get to Indianapolis and then sleep over, well, when I have to change directions, even though I'm not there yet, I want to know the starting point from Indy all the way to Kansas, right?
Right.
And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to change the starting position. Well, that concept of where I am right now mm-hmm. versus where I'm going to be in the future, if I don't establish my starting point, well, every single time I go back into my GPS, it could take me down the wrong route. Mm. And so one of the things that this idea of where are you today is really to understand the concept of the start line versus the finish line. Mm. And that's really important because as we progress and as we go to these places, I think too often people trip up on the I just got to get here. I just got to get here. I just got to get here. Right. And look at the goals, look at the New Year's resolutions, look at all of these things and go, I just need to be there at some point in time. But without a solid starting point, we can never get to that place. Or if we don't really establish where we are, our GPS is going to take us the wrong way to get mm-hmm. to that point.
So let me ask you a question. So when we're establishing that starting point, I know I have things that I do, but what are some things that you do in relation to, okay, how do I establish it? Because I know when we're yep. meeting with individuals and we're talking about finances, one of our famous questions is, okay, if you could give yourself a gold star for everything you're doing financially, what would those gold stars be? What is it that you love that you are doing? You're like, yeah, I got this one. So we know the questions to draw that out of individuals on a financial level. And don't worry, we'll be asking those questions.
Yeah.
But what do we do when we're evaluating other areas? I mean, we all have our, I'm just curious. I know we didn't talk about this before we went online, but.
Yeah, absolutely. I think one of the biggest things for me personally mm-hmm. is I take inventory of where I'm at. Like you've mentioned, on a spiritual level, on a practical level, you know, physical, mental, where am I with relationships? But when anytime I want to progress, because right. I think I heard a quote one time, and I don't know exactly who said it, but the quote was, change is inevitable, progress is optional.
Ooh, that's powerful.
And it's so key to the way we view, especially our financial lives, but the way we view our lives, because change is going to happen.
Yes.
Change is happening all of the time and it's inevitable, mm-hmm. but I can choose to progress. That's and the powerful. Only way that I can progress is I have to know where I am. Mm-hmm. You know, I heard a very famous sermon by a preacher named Christine Kane, and she talked all about the idea of you don't ever get to see the photo or the picture if you're in it. She was talking all about her life and she was involved in ministry and all this stuff. And she never really had the perspective of what she was doing. And sometimes when we're in our lives and we're so busy with our lives financially, with work, with everything going on, we can't ever step back and see it because we're in it.
Right.
And that is something that I think is really key. So to answer the question, how do I kind of begin the process? I do have to go to somebody, whether it's an accountability partner, whether it's my pastor, whether it's my parents, my spouse, whoever. And I have to legitimately ask, where do you think I am? And show me the glimpse of the picture of where you think I am. And that will help me kind of establish, oh, this is what people see. They're not in the picture, so they have a good idea of where I'm at.
I love that, because having a mentor or mentors around you in different areas, and I've always been a big proponent of, hey, if I want a mentor just maybe in finance, and then I need a mentor for my running, having a running coach and all these different areas. I think that's such great insight, G. I appreciate that. You know, I know when I'm looking to evaluate, yes, I do find mentors, but one of the things I also do is I go back and I look at my schedule. Mm. I know I should be very embarrassed of it right now because my schedule the last few weeks have been, seems like insane. But when I look at it, I look at my schedule and I say, why?
Mm.
Why am I running this hard? Why didn't I have time for that outing with my daughter? Why didn't I? And I begin to challenge and question everything. So those who are listening right now, that would be one thing that I would do is pull out your December schedule, look back and say, what in the world happened in December?
Mm-hmm.
And is it something that you could look back on and say, I am so glad? Because I don't know about you, G. I've had those weeks where I'm like, yeah, that was good. That was worth whatever price. Mm-hmm. That was worth, or do you ever watch a movie and you stay up super late and you know you're going to be tired in the morning, but you're like, oh, that's so worth it.
Yep.
I look at my schedule and I say, what are the days? What are the moments that I had that I could look back and say, oh, that was so worth it? And I find that those areas show me what's important to me, G. And when I'm looking at it and I'm like, I don't know why I did that, or I'm supposed to do that, or I told someone that I would do it and I want to keep my word, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
But how many times I'm looking at it and saying, is that causing me to have a stronger relationship with my family, with God, with my team at the office? Is it causing my finances to be in order? Is it reaching my long-term goals? And geez, so many times I realize, unfortunately, December was a great example of this, of, ooh, maybe we're running too fast. So when I evaluate, yes, I want other people to speak into my life.
Mm.
But I think my first thing I'm going through is I'm also identifying what is giving me joy out of the things I'm doing. And if they're not giving me joy, not that everything life is a bed of roses, but I want to know I'm doing everything for a reason.
Yeah.
And you and I know when we're meeting with individuals and we're planning finances, the software that we're using, we sit down and we talk about want or needs and then desires mm-hmm. and wants and mm-hmm. putting, I probably got them all out of the order for you the way you do them. But when we talk about that, we have to understand what's driving that.
Yeah.
I want to know that first before someone comes in and says, hey, I just need X amount of dollars. But mm-hmm. when I can understand the why behind it, oh, then we're going to look to see and talk a little bit about that, because I've seen you and I've done this myself with clients where we walk the client through that aha moment of, oh, that's why it's important. Yeah, I'll find the money for that.
Mm-hmm, yeah. And it comes back down to where your mindset is. Mm. And so, right, we all have different ideas when it comes to money, how money works, what we think about money, how what we do with money, maybe how you've grown up and taught about
that's
money
huge.
Or not taught about money. And so, you're exactly right. In order for us to answer the question, where are you or where am I?
Mm-hmm.
We first have to dive deep into this understanding of how people think about their finances. Mm. Because in order for me to be able to give any sort of recommendation, if I don't know where you're coming from, then my recommendation might not hit. And it might sound good on paper, but if a client after a meeting of mine can't actually tangibly leave the office and go, what did he say? Then I don't know if I really did my job properly, right? I don't want questions after they leave the mm-hmm. office. I want them to leave with answers and be confident knowing that they can face every financial decision.
Right.
And so that really comes down to where's your mindset?
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I think really at the core of it all, right? All of the common denominator behind all mm-hmm. of this is in order to understand where you're at, you really have to take personal responsibility for where you are right now.
Ooh, that is good.
And personal responsibility in my finances, personal responsibility in my spiritual walk, in my family, in my business, whatever it may be. And sometimes that's hard. And mm-hmm. a lot of times it's humbling. I can say that from personal experience and go, okay, I'm in this position. I know that I'm walking with the Lord and God has guided me here, but I do have to take responsibility for my mm-hmm. own actions, whether good or bad.
Right.
And so for me to establish the proper start line, mm-hmm. for us to get into your personal finances, we have to sit down and go, okay, here's where I'm at. And this is the decisions that I've made and put me here. I think too many people come into a financial planner's office with this idea of, I don't like where I'm at right now, so I'm afraid to show somebody that. But but coming into the office and showing us that is exactly the remedy for getting you to the next place.
Oh, absolutely. You know, one of the things that I do, and I wish that our listeners could see that, of course they can on YouTube, but is that I have this journal and I carry this with me everywhere. And in this journal, when I am evaluating, when I'm setting that starting point, G, one of the things I do is I literally write down, so like physical, So am I pleased with my exercise habits or how I'm feeling? You know, mm-hmm. when you eat a whole bunch of junk food, you're like, yeah, I don't feel that good.
Yep. All the time.
Yeah. So I usually write down like, okay, how am I feeling physically? Am yeah. I taking care of myself so I don't get this COVID? Am I doing all this? And I literally, the first two pages every year of my journal, it's actually getting a little bit longer, I write down what I'm sensing in the areas of my physical with relationships, like the whole area. Mm-hmm. So I write down the good, like, hey, kudos to me. I got this part right. And then the good, the bad, the ugly, mm-hmm. so that I then can take the next step and say, okay, now where do I want to go? And if I'm dissatisfied with that, like eating that bag of Doritos, and so I'm feeling all this horrible or something, you know, there are things I can do to change it. And yeah. the same thing with finances. I literally do that with the finances. I say, yeah. okay, where am I financially? Where was I last year? Am I pleased with how things have gone? Have mm-hmm. I helped enough people in my business? Like all these different spots. So one of the things before we go to the break, I want to encourage our listeners to literally take down a piece of paper and begin to write out, where are you? Mm. Where are you when it comes to, yes, physically? Where are you? Because we need to, in this day and age, G, with oh, all yeah. the stuff that's going around, we need to be taking care of ourselves.
Yep.
Where are you emotionally? And I know I get a lot of flack from this because I'm female. And I was like, well, there she goes again. But understand this. Studies are showing that people who have IQ alone, they do good. But people who have IQ and EQ, which mm-hmm. means the emotional intelligence, okay, their results are even better. But yeah. now watch this last one. People who have IQ, EQ, and SQ, which is the spiritual quotient, really tapping in, understanding what God's called them to do, they soar. Mm. And so what we need to do is begin to say, okay, intellectually, I can write down everything of where I'm at. Then emotionally, I can say, okay, where am I? Have I been reacting to things? Am I growing in emotional intelligence? There's books you can read. Mm-hmm. And then where am I spiritually? Because this year in 2021, G, those who are listening to it, this is my hope for all of you out there that are listening, is that you're going to set your starting point. Mm. You're going to evaluate good, bad, and ugly. And you're going to say, today, is the day right now that I'm drawing the line. I'm going to sit down and I'm going to say, where am I physically? Where am I emotionally? Where am I spiritually? Where am I in my relationships? And then yes, we're going to go there. Where am I financially? We're going to write it down, the things you love, the things you hate. And then we're going to say, okay, now where are you supposed to go? So while you're thinking on that, we're going to take a quick 60-second break, and then we'll be back with more Crystal Clear Finances. It's easy to ignore finances until you need the money. Last year, families scrambled to financially pivot through job changes, sicknesses, and shutdowns because many weren't prepared. But it doesn't have to be that way. While we can't plan for everything, we can prepare for emergencies, increasing taxes, job changes, college, and retirement. We can prepare for 2021 and beyond. Call Crystal Clear Finances at 518-433-7181, and together, let's create a plan so that you can have confidence for every financial decision. Nothing's worse than being in a rush trying to be on time only to hear your GPS say, recalculating. This is Crystal Langdon with today's financial gem. Knowing your destination and staying on course is critical to arriving safely and on time. What is your financial GPS saying about your finances? Is it recalculating, trying to find your retirement goals? Call Crystal Clear Finances at 518-433-7181. And together, let's identify where you want to go and create a plan to get there.
And we're back with more Crystal Clear Finances. My name is George Amador, and I'm joined with
Crystal Langdon of Crystal Clear Finances. And we're so glad that you're here. We're mixing it up a little bit.
Yeah.
And today we're talking about our monthly theme, which is starting strong. And I'm a huge proponent of that. You have to have a solid foundation. You got to know what you're going to build on. Mm. And that is why today we're talking about, hey, where are you? Spiritually, emotionally, physically, financially, are you asking yourself those tough questions, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and saying, okay, this is where I'm at. I'm establishing my starting line.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think one of the great parts about really getting down into the nitty gritty of mm-hmm. where you're at in all of those areas is more often than not, it's not something I think people think when you get that vulnerable or when you get that open, it ends up hurting more than helping. And at the end of the day, it's not the case. Mm-hmm. I mean, we don't say this because we want to know every single thing about you and we want to judge that situation. It's because we know tried and true in our personal lives that the key to breaking free, the key to what we talked about last time, control of your finances, mm-hmm. the key to moving forward and starting strong does come from a place of sometimes vulnerability, but personal responsibility that says, hey, here's where I'm at. So that way I can establish a strong start line to get to a strong finish line.
Hey, you know, that reminds me, the last two mornings I woke up with this song in my head, and maybe it's for one of our listeners today. Don't worry, I'm not going to sing, but I think it's Matthew Smith, that new song that's out that says, I'm fine, but I'm really not. I'm broken. And it talks about how an individual tells everyone, yeah, I'm doing fine. But really the truth of the matter is, truth be told, the truth is never told. The people just have a mask that they're walking on. And if we want to walk in that freedom, just like you said, there's accountability, there's responsibility, but there's freedom in just saying, hey, here's where I'm at. Because when you can drill down and you can peel that back, we can begin to understand the whys of what motivates you and why you do certain things.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I remember when the kids were little, we used to sit down with them. Yes, I've done goal setting with my kids forever and ever. Amen. And I remember Steffi was maybe 5 years old, and she said that her goals was she was going to save 10 cents. She was going to talk to Jesus for 30 seconds, and she was not going to be cranky. That was her goals. I literally have them on a piece of paper, and I showed them at her wedding. I'm that kind of mom. So, but the point of the matter is, when we're talking about all these goals, when we do this, we want to find out the why. And when we sat down, whether the kids were little as they grew older, and even for ourselves, we say, why is this important to me? And when it's important to us, then we'll pay the price.
Yeah.
And that's what next week, when we're going to talk about, when we go into goal setting, because I have a whole chapter in my book, Keep the Curls, Empowering Women Personally and Professionally, where I talk about goal setting and the whole cycle that we go through with the kids on it, when we went with ourselves, what we do with our clients, you know, what goals are important. I was in a meeting just the other day with you, and you were walking a client through, oh, really? You want to travel? How often would you like to travel? And what does it cost you? And then as you ran the scenario, clients were able to see, oh, in this case, they were able to make it and it worked out quite well.
Yeah.
But in a case, if they weren't, we would have had to dial it back and say, which are the non-negotiables?
Yeah.
And I guess life, it gets full of negotiables and we treat them like non-negotiables. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
And what we need to do is get rid of that so we can run the race that's before us. And, you know, as I'm looking at the clock, I want to talk a little bit about the mindsets. I want to talk about, you know, and everyone's different. Everyone has different things that they see when they grow up. And I remember I did a conference where it was for couples. It was on finances with it. And I may have told this story to you before, so just bear with me as I walk through this again. But I remember talking about how mindsets literally can control where you are, and they'll control where you're going to go. Mm-hmm. And in this, I had talked about it. So at the end, a gentleman came up, him and his wife, he's all crying. And, you know, I'm looking at this thinking, are they crying because they're mad? They're crying because they're happy? What's the deal here? Mm-hmm. And so he talks about the fact that when he was younger, he was in this accident. And the fact that he had gotten this large settlement for it. So, you know, I didn't ask him what type of accident, but obviously if you've got a nice settlement coming from it, he said it caused some real areas of embarrassment to him, but he kept telling himself, you know what? It doesn't matter, because when I reach 18, I'm going to go to any college I want. I'm going to be fine. Life is going to be good. So if kids make fun of me at school, it doesn't matter. He said when he got to be 18 and he's sending in the applications, he's sending in the applications to tell these colleges, yes, I want to go. I want to be apply to your school. And now he goes to his parents and say, this is where I want to go. He's not worried about money. And the parents tell him they spent his money. They spent his money. And he was like, I was so angry, but I was like, you know what? There's nothing I can do about it. You know, he's got a rocky relationship with them now, but he's going to ignore them and get on with life. And now here he is with his wife standing in front of me crying, saying they were almost getting ready to divorce. And he's talking about what happens was he would, before he could even go home, he refused to have direct deposit. I don't even know if you can still do that anymore, but he refused to have direct deposit because he had to have the check, go cash the check. And he always spent some of it, no matter how far behind they were on bills. He always spent some of it before he got home. And he's like, I could never understand why it caused fights. It caused all kinds of things. And now he realized what it was. As he was thinking of those mindsets and those memories, he began to realize that I felt that if anyone was going to take away my money and it was going to be spent, I was going to be the one to do it.
Yeah.
But when he began to recognize it and began to realize that his wife was not the same person as his parents were, then he began to have freedom. And now they could know, okay, here's where our starting point is. I'm so excited to see where they've gone over the years, simply because that one day when they said, where are you? They began to understand how mindsets and childhood memories were impacting where they were right now. They were free, G, to be able to go and move forward.
Yeah, then super important. And the mindset that you have, again, whether we realize it or not, consciously or subconsciously, we bring these mindsets into our financial world. And that's where we need to sometimes sit down and take that responsibility and break that mold. You know, I think too, and I want to just kind of finish up with the last few minutes about what are some practical things, because my mindset is sometimes to a fault on the practical side of life. And so I
which is great in a financial planner.
It is. And I look at it and go, okay, so George and Crystal, you're talking about all this stuff. Where do we start? Where do we go? And how do I get there? But what do I do right now? Right? What do I do right now? And that's where first we have to do, we do have to understand where we're at spiritually, emotionally, financially, practically in life. But then from a practical component, like financial component for a moment,
let's focus there.
Why don't you actually take inventory? That's a good place to start. And what I mean by take inventory, when somebody comes to the office and they ask me all the time, hey, what do I need to bring? I'm meeting with you for the first time. What should I have? We have a confidential questionnaire that we provide to the clients that actually is a list of basically everything financially, whether it's debts or savings or assets, a home, a car loan, or anything from cash in the bank to a 401k, whatever it may be. But I think one of the problems is we sometimes, especially with finance, is we neglect to take inventory on a regular basis. See, sometimes we'll take inventory right at the, I'm coming into a financial planner's office, so I better get this in order, right?
And then we're not going to pay attention to it for a whole another year.
Exactly. Or I'm coming at the beginning of the year. Take this time at the beginning of the year. This is a great time to take inventory. I mean, if I ask you a question, how much do you contribute to your 401k? A lot of people don't know the answer to that.
That's true.
I've even asked the question, how much money do you make per year? And a lot of people say, man, I should probably know that. And so it's one of those things to where you're not alone if you don't know these things. And a lot of people, we deal with this every single day, but it's a good place to get started to take inventory, because we want to get to a place, again, to establish that starting line. We want to establish your financial starting line.
Love it.
So as we start to build goals, your needs, your wants, your wishes, we can go in and actually say, okay, here's where you're at, here's where we're starting, and here's where you're going. And the biggest thing is that financial inventory, once you do it the first time, every other time after that is so much easier. Putting it on paper the first time is the hardest step, but I promise if I ask someone a month later, hey, what's your financial inventory? It is very easy to get it. And so that's something that I think practically, as you start out the year and we talk about where are we right now, take inventory spiritually, take inventory emotionally, intellectually, financially, put it on paper.
Absolutely.
Or reach out to us, info@crystalclearfinances.com. You can email us and we will gladly email you the confidential questionnaire. You can set up a free consultation. And that first consultation, a lot of times that conversation with new clients is really not, hey, I'm going to sell you all of this stuff.
No, please,
really establishing the starting line. It's establishing, hey, where are you at? Here's how we do our finances. And here's how we plan for people. And are we a good fit? And if nothing else, you at least have now grabbed that starting line to know, here's where I'm at. Come on in for a free 1 hour conversation. We can establish that strong starting line so you know exactly where you're going to go.
Oh, gee, great point. I'm going to wrap it up now as we draw to the close. I encourage our listeners to give us a call at 518-433-7181. You can also see us on YouTube and hit subscribe and like and all the thumbs up and everything you do on social media. But most importantly, let's start this year strong. There's so much that can be accomplished. Don't be intimidated by it. Get that plan down in place and give us a call. And we'll join again next week as we continue to provide financial confidence so you can have confidence for every financial decision. Thank you and God bless. This program is for educational purposes only. We understand that finances are complex. Facing them alone causes stress, resulting in wrong choices, missing out on opportunities, and having to settle for a lower standard of living. At Crystal Clear Finances, our team approach focuses on providing clarity and confidence so you can make the right financial decisions.
Investment advisory services offered through AlphaStar Capital Management, LLC. AlphaStar Capital Management, LLC, and Crystal Clear Finances are separate entities.